Well, a very pleasant good morning to you here from Elcut, The Next Step, The Redeemery here in Wampaw, New York. We were, as you know, delivering our lecternals and our nocturnals from faraway places like Kauai, Hawaii, Big Sur, and of course Ventura, California. We were instructed by the overseers and the overlord El Excellente. That would be Overseer Vapor and Overlord Bugsy Guckman. The two of them visited me one night as I was in the archway getting ready to propel myself into a newer level of egolessness. Both said that they were happy with my work so far, but they needed for me to push out, spread my wings, push everyone off the cliff of irrelevance, and stride confidently down the runway of happiness, glad-handedness, and not caring whether I lived or died. That is the egoless state in Elcut, The Next Step. Here is Gloria Grover, Elcut Huggy.
Thank you very much, Ed. We have elevated the leveling to max 2. We feel that it has a longer influence and endurance, and therefore the object of the leveling does not have to go through the permutation as he does or she does. Although we don't have female overlords, not yet. Well, me, but I've never been leveled. Not really. Well, yes, I have. Now I've... God damn it.
Well, you misstepped there, so we're going to have to... Yeah.
How you doing?
Go ahead, whenever
you're
ready.
So,
you know,
I can't do anything about it, Gloria. You're the one that misstepped. You came in here, flouncing in here, in your gold and purple overlord robes and orbs. You were wearing the full orb over your head, and you looked like you were ready for anything. And then you misspoke. You misstepped, and you made all the earthworms think again as to whether or not they want to involve themselves with Elcut.
Ooh.
The Next Step.
All right, I've reconstituted, Ed. Thank you very much for that. It does sort of frost my, as the earthworms would say, frosts my rear end. Here in Elcut, we say it really lowers your testicles to pavement level. When you begin to lord it over me and tell me, Gloria Grover, how it am going to be?
I'm not trying to tell you how it am going to be, Gloria, but I will tell you that IR Elcut and IR Dr. Ed Elcut, IR not take no drugs no more.
Understood. But when you are in the permute and you've moved into the vacuum of time and I'm standing there for all the world with my underwear off and on my head, this becomes...
Elcut the Redeemed.
Indeed. Good boy. Look at you. I'm going to give you points for that one.
Thank you. Elcut the Redeemed is simply when one recognizes a solid point that is being made from the Big Thick One, the liturgical reference that we have in Elcut the Next Step, and that there is no real backing up and there is no real escape either way. They can't go, I just misspoke.
Yeah, you did. La, 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 la. Oh, shut up.
How you doing?
What an asshole.
Go ahead, whenever you're ready.
Yeah? How you feeling now?
I misspoke and I told about it.
Dr. Elcut has gone through an awful lot in the name of Elcut the Next Step. He was an overlord for about a cup of coffee, as you say, in your world. In Elcut the Next Step, we say a man who's been an overlord for a very brief period of time, we say he had his shorts rinsed. Yes, Dr. Ed Elcut had his shorts rinsed. They were aired out, dried, and then rinsed again. And we've seen no noticeable effect. That's good in Elcut the Next Step.
Thank you again, Overlord Huggy, Gloria Grover. This is Dr. Ed Elcut. This is Initiate Weekend here at Elcut the Next Step in Wampaw, New York. A great many of the new initiates and novitiates, many of the earthworms who are going to transmorgify themselves, many of the earthworms who've decided to go through the full radioactive transition, and by that what we mean is they go into a full morning, noon, and night, a solid 30, goddamn, I misspoke.
Yeah, get your shit together before...
All right, how you doing? Go ahead, Warren, I'll be right.
This is Initiate Weekend, and if you are an initiate, you come from the world of the Earthworm. We are very happy to have you with us. We want you to, first of all, indulge and create a space within you for the big thick one. You literally are not allowed to eat 24 to 48 hours before reading the big thick one and imagining yourself eating the very, very pages of the big thick one. That's what we mean when we say consume it. Consume it good.
And this is Dr. Ed Elcott, reconstituted from the most recent leveling. There comes a time in every man's life.
You're not going to talk about yourself, are you?
I was, briefly. Oh, yeah, sure.
How you doing? Go ahead, Lord,
I'll be ready. Talking to me.
We don't want Ed to talk about himself this weekend. This is all about the niche. Shit. Fuck me and a horse I rode in on.
This is Overlord Casper. Gloria, stand within the gleam.
I'm here.
Go ahead, Lord.
I'll be ready. Okay, I'll hand it back over to Dr. Ed Elcott.
Thank you very much, Overlord Casper. Gloria?
Yes. I was going to say Dr. Elcott has done very well for himself here in Elcott the Next Step. He's lifted his leg to it. That's what we call rejecting the normal religious tenets of society and moving on and upward, taking a look at the view, lighting a figurative cigarette, and then moving on up even further. Dr. Elcott has breathed the clean, fresh scented air of the big, thick, and getting thicker all the time, one.
Yes, I do feel as if I stand in the alpine freshness of the big, thick one. That which is alpine and at the same time can be desert-level succulent.
That's the word I was looking for.
Exactly. So while we stand in the freshness of the alpine forest in Elcott the Next Step, we're always ready to retreat to the desert succulents.
Yeah.